我们今天所要证道的讲题是宣召与德福，宣召与德福。我们要 Today our message is entitled Calling and Blessing。 我们要讲到亚伯兰的故事，他被主宣召离开他的家园，去一个陌生的地方侍奉主。主对他说，他必成为大国，必赐福给他。亚伯拉罕没有他住在他族里父亲的家里，他们没有他的家人他自己没有预料到神会给他们给他这个宣召。 Abraham lived with his father, with his family in the land of his origin, the Earl of the Chaldees. He did not expect that God would call him to leave his house. 你可以想象到他的亲戚朋友问他，你要去哪里啊？我要去一个迦南地。迦南地是在什么地方？迦南地是在一个很远的地方。 So you would expect his family to ask him, where are you going? God has called me to a far off land, to Canaan. Where is Canaan? 迦南地在哪里呢？是一个地方那些人都拜偶像的是一个很远的地方。 It is a place where idolatry abounds, immorality abounds, 奸淫恶行 evil abounds, and he has to travel 1,200 kilometers across desert to get there. And so you imagine when he tells this to the people around him, what will be the reaction? 你想象看亚伯兰对他家人说我要神呼召我去一个很远很远的地方我现在就要走了。你如果是亚伯兰，你会怎么样想？ If you are Abraham, how would you think? The journey would be fraught with danger because there would be many robbers along the way. And as a vulnerable family, how can they survive such a long journey? Many risks.他要启程走这段路去迦南地路途很远也是有很多危险。那如果他要这样做，他不单单只是自己要去他的家人也跟他一起去，他的妻子，他的父亲他的表弟都一起去。那 我们这段经文说到，耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地本族本家父家，往我所指示的地方去啊。那第三节第四节说，亚伯兰就照着耶和华的吩咐去了。亚伯兰就照着耶和华的吩咐去了。亚伯兰听了耶和华对他的宣召，他就马上立刻按照耶和华的吩咐去了。Abram listened to the command of God for him to go, and he left. Our text tells us. 希伯来书第十一章第八节说到，亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候，就遵命出去，往将来要得为业的地方去。出去的时候还不知往哪里去。Hebrews 11, verse 8, page 2 of your notes says, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out not knowing whither he went. Abraham had faith. 亚伯拉罕有信心，他的信心使到神赐给他的信心使到他遵命遵神的命令这个是一个很不简单的事。When God it is mentioned here by the writer of Hebrews that Abraham believed God, and by faith he obeyed the Lord. He hears the word of God, and he obeys the word of God. 他听神的话语，他也按照神的蒙召神的命令走出去。神所给的应许，他的命令，我们要以信心，与信心遵从。 The commandments of God that is given to us, we must by faith obey. And so when we look at the family, there are times when there is so much difficulty in a relationship, in a family, between husband and wife, that it seemed the better way, so that there would be not so much bickering, to divorce. 在家庭的生活中，夫妻吵架，夫妻吵架吵得很厉害， 他们的关系搞得很僵。Their relationship was soured. And they sought to divorce. But the word of God says that whom God has put joined together, we must not put asunder. 不过神的话说，他所撮合的姻缘，我们不可去掉。我们要听从神的话，或者听从人的话。If we were to obey man's words, then it's divorce because the fighting is too great. But if you were to obey God's word, then God says, no, no. 亚伯拉罕他的信心是基督徒能够学习的。 Abraham's faith is something that the believer ought to learn to emulate. God has called him to trouble. 神宣召他是走着很艰难的路，很多危险他到了那里有一个饥荒。 When he reached the land, there was a famine. Isn't God omnipotent? But why is his direction and directive for the believer fraught with difficulty and hardship? 为什么神召我们跟随他这路程这样难走？亚伯拉罕他凭着信心就走出去了还不知往哪里去。 Abraham obeyed, he went out not knowing whither he went. 我们跟随神走的这一路是一段好路。 The journey that we make with God leading us is a good journey. Although it can be fraught with danger, and we are sure that it will be fraught with danger, but God will be there to care for us, to take care of us.亚伯拉罕听到了神所给他的应许耶和华对他说，第二节，我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你名的名为大，你也要别人得福。神给他这个应许，叫他走出他的家园。神要赐给他的这个福气 The blessing that God is going going to bestow upon Abraham. It's a life filled with unexpected surprises. It's a life filled with danger. It is a life that he did not know what will it be the next day. Dear friends, this is faith. 神差他出去, 往哪里去他不知道, 他今天不知道明天的事。 这就是信心。 God wants us to depend on Him. 神要我们信靠他。 我们怎么样信靠他呢？ 就是要给他我们全部的。 服从。 It is for us to give him our complete obedience. What does it mean? 这个是什么意思呢? 我记得在工作的时候，我们去一个地方。有很多人聚集在一起，那个时候我知道神有一个应许说叫我辞职我的工作，I was gathered in a working place with many different people. And I knew that God has called me to resign from my job. And 那个时候我在想，如果我这样做的话，哇，怎么样照顾家人呢？现在工作的已经有一段时间。 已经不愁吃不愁穿，如果这样做的话，不知道会明天是怎么样。 And so there were a lot of doubts about how we will be able to take care of ourselves. And then on the day, we had a course, and we were asked to climb up a ladder. And the ladder was placed very high up. 在那个课程，在工作的时候，那个课程，有一个讲师，就叫我们放一个楼梯，很高的楼梯。 那叫我们一个一个爬上去，那叫其他的人在下面把他的手伸出来，那个人爬了上去要就是把自己放松跌下来，他的朋友在下面就要接着他。 So it was my turn. I took up the ladder and I asked myself, if I were to do that, and if those who were supposed to catch me had weak hands, well, then I would fall to my death. 那些我如果爬上去啊，啊，这样跌下来，如果那些人没有力量接我，我不是一定死掉。那在那个时候啊，神就给我一段经文啊，在《生命记》第33章。God gave me a verse in Deuteronomy 33. 《生命记》第33章啊，这里说到。第二十七节，永生的神是你的居所，他永久的膀臂在你以下，他在你前面撵出仇敌，说消灭吧。Verse 27 of Deuteronomy 33, the eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are thy everlasting arms. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are thy everlasting arms. So, what was the message to me? If God is the one supporting me, if I'm clear that it is the Lord, then I have no worries. Because underneath are the everlasting arms. God will not fail. And that was a verse that gave me comfort to make that decision. 不过过后, after I returned home from the encounter, I went to talked to my department manager and said I'm not ready. 我在过后就跟他讲，我的上司说，哎，我还不能够这样做。It was only 1 year later that God gave me the grace, the strength to say now go. 只一年后我才有这个神赐的一个胆量啊，就说这样去啊，不要再犹豫啊。我从那个时候啊，就那个时候辞职了。Faith in God, a faith that is obedient to the call of God, to the word of God. It's a simple thing, and yet it's so difficult, isn't it? 顺服神的话语是很容易，也是很难的。顺服就是神怎么说我们照做就是了不过如果我们用自己的思想神叫我们做我们可能觉得我们没有这个能力做怎么样做Faith is like this. God is the one leading and guiding us.And we are to trust and obey him. And so Abraham took this journey. Our text tells us, 信心就是这样。我们就是信而顺服。This is faith. We believe and we obey.亚伯拉罕他到了迦南地 when Abraham reach Canaan.他做了什么呢？亚伯兰经过那地，到了示剑地方摩利橡树那里，那时迦南人住在那里，那地耶和华向亚伯兰显现，第八节，从那里他迁到伯利恒，第七节，亚伯兰就在那里为向他显现的耶和华筑了一座坛。Verse 7 tells us here that Abraham builded there in the plain of Moreh an altar unto the Lord. What is the meaning of the building of the altar? He was worshipping the living and true God. 他就是在那里做一个见证，做一个见证，对那里那个地方的人说啊，有一位真神，这真神就是耶和华。This was Abraham's or Abram's witness for God. God brought him to a land that is the crossroad between three continents. 神带他去这个迦南地，迦南地是一个很特殊的地方， a crossroad between three continents, Africa, Europe, and Asia. 在那个地方有很多人会要经过那里，经过那里，it's a crossroad among three continents. And God is going to raise his witness to the entire world from there. 神就是要从那里传扬他的名。God is going to, from there, raise a witness for himself to the scattered nations of the world. 神就是要做这个见证，做这个见证。那我们知道，迦南园的人呢，是一个都很都不是都很恶的。We all know that the Canaanites are very, are very corrupt and evil people. God may put you in your workplace, and He makes no mistakes. You are there as a light to shine for God. 神差派你在你的工作的岗位做他的见证，这是神给你的一个做他的见证的机会。God gives us the opportunity to be a witness for him wherever he brings us. And you would find that you as a witness for God is often brought in a hostile environment. 你做神的一个见证呢，你周围的可能不怎么欢迎你。不过我们不要气馁， 神有他的意思，我们可能不懂， but we must not be discouraged. God has his way. We may not understand, but we learn to follow and obey him. 我们学怎么样跟随他，跟怎么样顺服他的指示。神就对他说，他要赐福给他，他要与他与他的子孙赐福给众国的的人。God made the promise to Abraham that he will be a blessing. What is this blessing? Well, it is through Abraham that our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, will come. 是从亚伯兰的后裔，我们的救主耶稣基督会来。所以我们做的见证不只是在我们这期间活的这期间，不过对后代的影响对后代的影响我们是不能莫测的。 The influence that we have of those after us we cannot fully comprehend. And therefore, we have to obey God and do His commandment, bless His name, and do our little part in obeying Him for His own honor and glory. 我们就是成为一个基督徒，神召我们来认识他，给我们信心，赐福给我们我们最大的福气就是做他的见证，叫人得福。这福气是什么呢？这福气就是神要赐我们罪的罪被赦免，还有给我们永生。 What is this blessing that God gives to us through Abraham, the seed of Abraham? It is the gift of everlasting life and the forgiveness of our sins. May the Lord bless us so that we may know what great privilege and what great honor we have in obeying Him, in following Him, although the journey may be fraught with untold suffering, difficulty, God will see us through. 神叫我们跟随他，我们知道这旅程是很艰难的，不过神会带领我们，他会用他的力量来照顾我们永生的神是我们的居所，他永久的膀臂是在我们以下，我们可以信靠他他能够帮助我们我们今天就讲到这里。